Look at that.
Yo, first of all, I'm wide awake.
I practice counting backwards all day.
Good job, Kev. You did it.
We did it.
Yo, before we came on, y'all, Kev thought I was, you know, drinking the tall can and, like, you know, slammed the can down or the drink down on the table. What he didn't realize was the fireworks out here are so loud that the sound had peaked into the mic, and he thought, like, the boom from the firework was actually me setting a drink down hard on my table. That's how loud the fireworks are outside my house right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
It's a whole movement.
Yeah. They definitely spent their stimulus on fireworks out here. It's not a game.
That's the best.
Somebody the else, I can't take credit for that joke. Somebody else told that joke, but yeah, it's still true.
Where would you go to get fireworks? I don't even know. That's how sad it is for me.
In City of Industry, they have like booths. They still have the, you know, little wooden makeshift booths with the fireworks. I'm not sure how far they down they go. No.
Oh wait, are we close enough to 4th of July?
What are we, 2 weeks out?
Okay.
But they've been banging these things since March, man. I swear to God, it's been since March. Like, it's not
a game.
That's
what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea though. I used to always hear, like, you know, go to Mexico to get fireworks. I'm like, no. How about that? How about
seems
I don't
like
do that?
A lot of effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort for something I don't really care about.
Yeah.
But
you're going to catch that. You're going to come back and catch that built piece of wall.
Right? I'm going to end up on the other side.
It's bad luck.
You stay. Like, damn it. See, I should have just stayed home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
What's up, Kev, man? How was your weekend? How was your week? How was all of that?
Not bad. Week's been good. I made a joke about proclaiming Father's Day weekend and catching no rhythm on that. And you know what? I am having a Father's Day weekend. Legit. The girls are treating me very nicely.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, happy early Father's Day. For those who don't know, this is recorded on Saturday. It was Saturday the 20th. Father's Day will be tomorrow, the 21st. Happy Juneteenth.
Same to you.
As well.
And, yes, and belated birthday.
Yes,
to you.
Belated birthday. Yeah, it was celebrating, man. It was a nice, relatively nice day. A lot of work. A ton of work that day.
Did you light off any fireworks?
I did not. I had people outside doing that for me. I don't have to do it. You know, they did
handled.
That, so I don't
it's
have
handled.
To go through that.
Good, man. Yeah. You had a good week, though.
I did, man. It was nice. It was a nice week. Busy week, but nice. And, you know, a lot of entertaining news to keep me distracted, if you will. So,
oh, I have a question I wanted to ask you.
All right, I'm gonna make that the opening question.
Let's get awkward.
All right, let's go.
Did you have any interesting interactions in public? Perhaps with some Caucasian people wishing you a happy Juneteenth? All of a suddenly?
I didn't have that. And I'm hoping that I didn't say anything that alludes to that. I did not have that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping I never said anything to allude to that, because I definitely worded it wrong. But no, I did not have any strange interactions with white folks wishing me a happy Juneteenth. I did have a couple of random, I didn't really argue it, but a couple of random Juneteenth debates that I kind of watched people have online, which were dumb, but I stayed out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Debates on whether it should be a thing and why can't we all just get along and, you know, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid.
All days matter?
Yeah, all days matter. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
Yeah. It's kind of silly.
No, people are losing their minds, man. They've been under pressure for like 4 or 5 weeks and acting like fools. And I'm like kind of like trying to think about what the long game is going to be like, what their next 400 years are going to look like, because it's not going to get easier. Sorry.
It's not, man. And Yeah, that's a deeper conversation for the other side. I do have an open question we're going to ask you real quick, though.
Okay.
Now that I think about it. All right. When you make a large purchase, like by large purchase, I mean like plus $500. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you feel any guilt in that purchase? Just out of curiosity. You know, father, husband, do you feel like, dang, is there something around the house I should have taken care of before I made this purchase?
Oh, you mean for myself?
For yourself, yeah.
I haven't done that since I've been a husband. I just got finished telling you. I bought a $15 set of headphones and felt guilty.
Dude, I don't know what that is. What is that? I bought a new computer, right?
Did you?
I did. Now, here's the thing. I haven't opened it yet because I also bought like a brand new solid state drive. This is exciting, riveting stuff for the listeners, by the way. The listeners love every second of this.
You out there serving them fireworks, aren't you?
I had been saving up, so I decided that I was going to just go for it, right? The computer was under $700, or about $700, so not that big of a deal, right?
Okay.
I decided that I'm not going to open the new computer, which is ugly, by the way, because I got like a gaming laptop because they're the only ones with the power that I can, you know, that I need. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, shout out to Remark. I was telling him yesterday that my computer was ugly. And he was like, yo, send me a picture. He was like, damn, that joint looked like straight out of the Mustafar system. My Star Wars fans would die laughing at that one. I was like, dude, I've been laughing at that all day. He said that joint looked straight out the Mustafar system. I was like, he tripping. But it's ugly, man. It's terribly ugly. I don't know why gaming laptops got to be so ugly, man. They look like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, it's the worst thing on the planet.
So you went PC?
I went Windows? PC. I did. I went PC.
Wow.
Yeah. I have no problem, though.
It's a trip. Gaming laptops always look, or gaming computers and all, always look like very rugged.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a stark contrast to the people who purchase gaming laptops.
We should end on that accuracy. Like either way, I haven't opened the computer yet. I'm probably not going to open it until I throw my solid state drive in my MacBook and find that it, you know, if that fulfills its purpose of speeding up my computer and making it easier to use and process a little better, then I probably will return the ugly computer. But if it doesn't, then I'll keep the ugly computer. So there's this. That's where we're at. Find out
you,
more.
You, my friend, are a one-man genius bar.
By the way.
Salute.
Before we go to break, speaking of drinks, you have to see this on video, but let me go ahead and drink this for the people.
Okay. Wow.
All right, y'all. See you on the
You're going to realize that sounds a lot worse than it probably is.
I know. But, it sounded terrible, but wait till you see what that was. All right, y'all. See y'all on the other side. Peace.
Gross.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Cancel cheese nips.
Cancel. All right, Kev. Kev.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all could have done anything else with y'all time, but you decided to spend it with us, and we appreciate that. If you want to catch any of our past episodes, you can do so on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And if you want to watch this and see some, you know, videos, some ins and outs, and see what I just drank right there for the people, you know what I'm saying? Because Kev Live can't action. See. Me and Kev are recording separately, so he doesn't know what I'm doing until we watch this. You know where we watch this at? We watch this on BTSN Pass on your Roku or your Fire Stick or Fire TV. Download the channel,
yes,
and you can watch Rap Sucks Radio on your television. Like, it's fresh like that. Me and Kev on your screen. Mama, I'm going to get
yourself,
on this TV,
do yourself
mama.
A favor. Do yourself a I can't say it. With a straight face. Do yourself a favor.
No, do yourself a favor. It is doing yourself a favor. I'm awake this episode.
That's the thing. It's not like we're on Zoom, by the way. We're not on Zoom. I'm recording my video. You're recording your video. Yep. A lot of intricate technical things happen throughout the week to get the episode up on screen.
Yep.
But I cannot see anything you're doing. You can't see anything I'm doing.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
So, yeah. So just as it should be, quite frankly.
As it should be. This is how it's supposed to work. I'm actually awake this episode, by the way, Kev. Which
that's great.
Is a little different from last episode. I'm wide awake.
I was watching. I was like, okay, that's nice of you to stay awake.
It was so hard. I was so tired. All right. Speaking of tired, man, I'm tired of this person already. Yeah. Who's out here doing too much, Kev? Well,
the planner lady.
The planner lady. And what is that, by the way? Anyway, Erin Condren, the planner lady, is doing too much. Fans are canceling Erin Condren for exploiting the Black Lives Matter movement. The source of this is Distractify. The players involved are Erin Condren and her clown kids. I'm going to try to paraphrase this because there's a little bit of story here to it. So I'm going to try to paraphrase it a little bit. Basically, her kids of Miracosta High School were, COVID hit and graduation, as most commencement ceremonies, they were canceled. The school actually tried to propose, which I didn't think it was a terrible idea, but I think at the time of the graduation, like a lot of cases were hitting. So the school proposed that if the kids could not have a legitimate graduation, that they could plan the students to get their diplomas in smaller groups of 50 at the stadium. And the county health department rejected that.
Right.
In the midst of that, this isn't the story, but Erin had even said, just to show you how trash this is going to be, she even suggested that that they put like hula hoops on the beach for each student. And if the authorities said it was an illegal gathering, they could start hula hooping and say it was an exercise class. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
At first, I'm thinking, and every, by the way, let me tell you, you keep going, but I'm going to interrupt just to say that at every step of reading this article, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm thinking, the hula hoop's like big enough to, so it's like social,
that's what I thought, socially
acceptable distance.
Yes.
But no. No.
Nope.
Go on.
Yeah, I thought they were going to put the hula hoops on the ground and keep the distance. I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then she said,
right.
No, we're going to sneak past authorities. So not too long after her ceremony, Kate, which I believe is her daughter, and her classmates started texting on an app called GroupMe. What they decided to do was a little bit ridiculous. Not a little bit ridiculous, but it was absolutely ridiculous. They recognized that there were Black Lives Matter gatherings going on, marches, etc. So they planned a march that they would covertly use as a senior party. So they planned a Black Lives Matter march only so they could hang out together. No connection to the cause whatsoever. They completely exploited the cause of Black Lives Matter. And they didn't social distance. Her daughter Kate said that they hugged and they cried. So they totally didn't social distance.
There's no crying in racism. Come on.
And on top of that, Erin, who... Anyway, in response on June 4th, when everything sort of jumped off, she had written on her Twitter, as a white woman, I can never and will never understand what it's like to be judged or persecuted because of the color of my skin. I vow to use my privilege and platform to help educate and empower myself and this community, and I'm listening and learning more every single day.
Right.
Maybe empower your daughter first. It starts at home, Erin. Starts at home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get it in at the crib first, my friend.
So much going on.
Kev, go ahead, man.
First of all,
jump in on this. You got it.
I asked all the same questions you asked. What is a planner? What is the planner community, they called it, right? The planner, people in the quote-unquote planner community are up in arms about this, as well they should be. First question, what's a planner? So, we like to give... you, the audience, the most information we possibly can.
We do.
With the least amount of effort possible.
So
I went to the website, and it turns out that this community or this woman's company specializes in manufacturing sort of custom day planners. You know, like calendars. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I didn't shout to them for having this still be a thing now. Yeah.
Who uses those?
That exists. Also shout to doing a great job planning.
I was going to say, that's how well this is going to go.
You're like a party planner, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the business, that the multi-million dollar business that she created, which, let's be honest, that business was going to fold pretty soon anyway.
Well, what I think she did, similar to her daughter, was create like a small niche market. Well, I don't know about create, but be part of it, right? So they're outraged because this is their squad. Like, hey, you're part of the last remaining people that use paper planners to do anything in the world. Why?
That is a great point. Exactly. Yep. And if you still are in the habit of using a paper planner, I wish I was, and I'm not. So right. I know the sort of mentality of what that person might be like, or mm-hmm. just the way they might think about organizing their day.
Yeah.
There's no room for this kind of nonsense.
You don't have time.
Come on.
You don't have time. What are you going to put it on, that small line between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.? Where do you put your races? Do you highlight all of it?
Her daughter went into the planner. She didn't notice that her daughter just went in and crossed out graduation and put subtle racism.
Yeah, racism and trash.
Just a little write-in, yeah. White out something.
That means that's such a privileged thing. Like, can you imagine, like, I don't know. Like,
well, this is the thing, though. You know? They're mad at Aaron. Right,
right.
The CEO of this company, everyone's very angry. At first, I'm like, I'm mad at her too. Then I'm reading, and I realize, and I had to read it a couple times to realize that the daughter's the one who did this.
The daughter is the one who's tripping, yeah.
Meanwhile, her twin brother, just completely, probably stupid, just like all the rest of us guys. But went along with it.
Yeah.
But the mom, listen, the mom ate the L like a G.
No response whatsoever.
She was like, yeah, I did it. I'm out.
Took the whole L. Like, I mean, hey.
She took the whole thing.
All props for taking the L. You get no props overall. Like, okay, that you get 0.04% props for taking the L all the way for your little ones. But outside of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is... The funny thing is she's talking about privilege, and it's like, that's about as privileged as it gets. That is, if you want to start teaching a lesson, it's don't do this. This is incredibly privileged. Stop here.
Large privilege energy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, turn your privilege energy completely down. We're done with it. All right? Please stop.
And my other beef, once again, we brought it up last week. Okay, so we got hula hoops.
Yep.
And these kids all show up to their graduation with Lays and masks that have Hawaiian print on them. Now, we know what that means. Boogaloo simps.
What can... I know you can't explain it because it doesn't make any sense. Has there been anybody else that's explained the Aloha shirts on the Boogaloo people and what they even are to begin with?
It's literally the... Yes. But every time it's explained to me, I forget because it's the most inane, extended, non-clever wordplay connection ever.
Right.
To where... Yeah. I don't know. It has something to do with something with the big luau, which is Boogaloo. It's like Cockney slang. It's like, just keep it. Yeah, I don't know. Which sounds like Boogaloo.
That's crazy.
That has something to do with... And, you know, first of all, if you're going to talk about, you know, Boogaloo shrimp, right off the bat, you lost me. let's not take Turbo's name in vain.
Hey, listen, I don't know how to... I don't know how to process that. I don't know how to process...
You want to go talk trash about Shabadoo, go ahead and do that all you want.
Leave Boogaloo shrimp out of this. Listen, I'm not sure why it's a consistent thing to use Hawaiian historical garments or surfing or things that are, you know, Hawaiian or native to the Polynesians in racist acts. Like, I know that there's a Nazi surfing club. It's like, what? Why? How did you? Like, the two can't exist. You can't be a Nazi. You can't be a Nazi surfer. It's not possible. Like, no, that doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it.
It's the worst.
Speaking of Nazis, the worst. There was a rally today, Kev.
Yeah, it's this, there was. No, sort of.
Sort of.
More or less.
A rally that could have been at rallies based on the size.
Oh my god. That's what I was gonna say. I saw a bigger line at Popeyes during COVID.
Wait.
Oh my god.
I gotta throw what you said. I was reading the timeline today and you was like, COVID didn't even show up to this rally.
Yeah, COVID looked at the TV and was like, I'm gonna stay in bed today.
I'm done. Good. I got other things to do. I got mad stuff to be. I'm not involved in this, all right? I got hella stuff to get into. Leave me alone. Don't ask me to be here. You know what I mean? I make legit appearances.
Those people taste awful also.
What was the estimated amount of people that showed up? Do you know? Was there ever an estimate?
The venue, I think the capacity on the venue is 19,000 non-COVID, right? Which they obviously were going to try and pack because they don't care about anything.
Not at all. Yeah.
But then the campaign manager was saying that they had a million RSVPs. A million.
Okay.
Okay. Which is more.
That's more than 19,000. And yes, it is the current president of the United States. I'd imagine a million would be.
Man. Okay. So they set up an outdoor, auxiliary stage where they were going to have additional speakers, and they had the big screen up to broadcast what was happening inside for anyone who wasn't able to squeeze in the empty venue. And the funny thing is that CNN kept showing that empty stage and the crawl across the bottom was just like, no one showed up. It was like, and they had to have been so happy to be able to do that. Yeah, I was so happy to be able to watch that.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that was not. It was not cool. I haven't seen a turnout like that since 50 bought up all of Jaws tickets. It was.
You took the jokes right out of it. Was like 50 bought up his rally.
The funny thing is that actually happened. I think there were a bunch of kids who bought tickets or who whatever reserved tickets.
Okay.
Who knew you didn't show up, you know, like this. So between TikTok and you know, the other places the kids are, what, Snapchat?
Yeah, I guess.
Friendster?
I don't know. Friendster. Get them.
But they
group me. Group me, man. We just talked about
group,
it.
Group me. they reserved hundreds and hundreds of tickets. Well, evidently they reserved something in the neighborhood of 999,000 tickets.
What?
Well, if it's a million minus the four people who are actually in the venue.
You're saying facetiously. Yeah. Well, okay. I thought you were serious. I was like, yo, these young people are not messing with you today. Like, that is a brilliant
plan. And they got the K-pop stands in. See, that's what I'm saying. Be alert.
It is very possible.
When it comes to, we love K-pop.
Yeah, be careful. Lot. Don't get us attacked. I might have to call Choice, the homie Choice, big K-pop producer now. The amount of L's. So here's what's shocking. I've never really been nervous about like a race war / revolution. Like, I've never really been nervous about that. I was just like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I figure that if there is the possibility of a race war, it would have kicked off, you know, a couple shots would have been fired. And I don't want to downplay the hangings that have been happening.
Right.
Right. But I'm talking a mano-a-mano standoff. You're attacking our president. We showing up. Right.
Right.
Fam, he taking L's on that front. Didn't nobody come to DC.
No, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
They're not doing that.
They're not showing up. Nobody came to D.C. People were knocking at dude's door. He in a bunker. Like, the MAGA people going to show up. And the MAGA people was like, we're at the house. We don't have time to drive all the way over to where you are. Like, MAGA people was not doing it. I'm sorry, MAGA people. I know you all don't have that accent. But
what they do have, the collective energy is the collective energy of that movement is best embodied in the guy who starts talking a lot of reckless trash when security has stepped in the middle of the fight.
Yes.
That's when he gets real tough.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. A lot of tough talk for that rally to be that trash. That was a lot of big talk. It was a lot of big talk. He was on his Twitter. The Twitter thumbs was huge. Muscular Twitter thumbs. You know what I'm saying? He had been working and, you know, he had them thumbs refreshed. And nope. Nope.
That rally wasn't a who's who. It was a who cares.
Oh my god, yo. That was just, hold on.
You big dummy.
That's just basically, you gotta take this L, you know what I mean?
there was a bigger crowd at Hillary's inauguration.
There actually kind of was.
No, seriously. There wasn't a Hillary's inauguration, but
no, what I'm trying to say is listen. The night that we all thought that Hillary was gonna win, that place was packed, man.
Oh yeah,
it was.
The Javits Center, that venue, the Javits Center.
Yeah,
it's the size of I think you could fit four or five Midwestern states in the Javits Center, and it was packed to the gills with people crying.
Dude, well, yeah, but you probably flew over those states.
Wow. Gosh, you are just so awake right now. I'm impressed. You're on it.
All right, man. Aside from that, the only uncle we recognize is Uncle Phil, Kev.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is an interesting thing. Cream of Wheat becomes the fourth brand in 24 hours. When was this? I think this was on Tuesday that this happened, right? Anyway, this happened last week, the week of Juneteenth. Was the fourth brand in 24 hours to revisit packaging over racist origins. The source for this is Forbes. The players involved are the companies B&G, Pepsi, and PepsiCo, and a few others. So B&G said in a statement that the company is initiating an immediate review of the Cream of Wheat brand packaging. I do have a Cream of Wheat story from when I was a baby. Cream of Wheat has been criticized for the chef character Rastus, that has been featured on his packaging since 1890 and whose name is widely considered derogatory to black men. I didn't even know he had a name. I didn't even know he was the character on there.
I didn't either.
It's how long I hadn't seen Cream of Wheat. Like, it's been years. B&G said it recognized the public concern regarding the chef image and is committed to proactively taking steps to ensure the brand does not inadvertently contribute to systematic racism. PepsiCo has done the same thing with the Aunt Jemima brand. And Uncle Ben's by Mars, the Mars company. Kev, what do you think about all this, man? I know you would also mention the Grammys making a change. So,
right, yeah. I tell you what, Republic Records decided that they were going to ban the use of the word urban in the company.
Okay.
The Grammys decided they were going to change the category urban contemporary, I believe, to progressive R&B. These four brands have decided that they were going to reevaluate the characters that they use in their product branding. So hey, racism is over. Good job, everybody. Good job, team. Bring it in.
Everybody join in.
Don't take a knee. Bring it in.
Listen, man. I'm actually okay. I'm okay with all of this. I hope that,
I don't have a problem with it.
I hope that they don't think it's the end all be all. And I think a lot of people think that this is the end. Like, well, look, Uncle Ben's is different now. What do you want? Right. What do you want? You know, defund the police department? I guarantee
you, 3 weeks from now, Mitch McConnell will be saying, first, we gave you Obama, which he said 3 weeks ago.
He did say that 3 weeks. Well, that was the second time he had said that, by the way. But yes.
Yeah. And then we got rid of Aunt Jemima. What else do you people want?
Right. Yeah. I have a couple points on this. A couple thoughts. One, a quick story. My grandmother, rest in peace, Granny, used to babysit me while my parents were at work. And I refused to eat baby food when I was a baby. I couldn't stand it. But what I would eat is cream of wheat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So, I was old enough to get in trouble for not eating. So I guess I was, you know, 2 or 3 or whatever. I don't think I was eating baby food. I don't know. I don't know why she did this, actually. Now I think about it. She mentioned the story like I would get in trouble. I wonder if my dad was actually yelling at me when I was like 6 months old for not eating the right food. I wouldn't put it past my dad. But anyway.
Were you like, Granny, I was in a movie with Richard
right.
Pryor.
Right.
Have you not seen my writer?
I'm just saying. My writer says cream of wheat. Stop playing.
Says cream of wheat.
No. So anyway, she would eat the baby food so that I could eat the cream of wheat. So basically so that there was no issue. But now that I'm telling the story, I kind of want to say that my grandmother must have really kind of liked the baby food because I was a baby. I wasn't going to get in trouble for it. You know what I'm saying? They just stopped buying it because I'm not eating it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm curious of who was actually getting in trouble here. If it was my granny that was trying to not get in trouble. But either way, no statute of limitations. She is well rested right now. So there's that. The second point, and more importantly, and less entertaining.
Have you ever eaten any of your kids' food when they were babies?
Babies? Oh, no. Not babies. Have you ever tried baby food? Like, just tasted it? I have.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's gross. It's like the most disgusting thing on the planet. Babies have horrible taste. All except me, because I was like, this is nasty right now as a baby. So don't. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing is this. So I'm sorry to my father and my mother. And I had drawn a conclusion that is really obvious, but, you know, it's not really stated very often, in my opinion. This country, I can't speak for any other country. I'm not ever going to speak for another country. I don't know. I can assume, but I don't know. So when people say, well, what about? I don't know. I don't live there. You know what I'm saying? I empathize and am concerned for whatever happens in any country in the world. But I don't know the depth of the politics enough to speak on it. So don't ask me. I'm sorry, but this is a timeline problem for me. Don't ask me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy being black right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll call you back. Okay? Now, what this country keeps doing is they keep attempting to do the right thing concerning racism, right? But on the other hand, they want to do the right thing but pacify racist. You know what I'm saying? And that you can't do both. You see what I'm saying? You cannot do both. Yeah. So what these companies are doing and what NASCAR has done, right? And the SEC has done in the NCAA and different, you know, people are doing by getting rid of the Confederate flag is doing... At the very least, the most simple thing, which is saying, listen, we are not going to pacify racist anymore. At least in this regard. At least in an image regard. You know what I'm saying? And the government has to take along that same ideology. Leaving up Confederate statues, for example, is pacifying racist. Is that saying that every Democrat or, you know, former Republican of that day, party of Lincoln or whatever, was a perfect person or was an abolitionist or wasn't racist? No, that's not saying that at all. Is that saying that Joe Biden is going to save black people? No, that's not saying that at all. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying, though, is we know for sure that the Confederate flag represents a danger and a disgusting nature to black Americans. We know that. And also, by extension, to Japanese Americans and Mexican Americans and Hispanic Americans, and the list goes on and on, because whether you like it or not, I don't entirely know the history, but I'm just going to go by more. I'm going to sympathize to what some people who seem to be genuinely concerned for the history of that flag, right? Or the history of these images. Whether you like it or not, if you are a great person, which I'd argue differently because you are behind that flag, but whatever, you've been co-opted. A long damn time ago. It's over, fam. This whole thing is over, bro. I'm gonna say it in your language. It's over now. that joint racist now. You know what I'm saying? It's got to go. Mm-hmm. And you can't do both. You can't find very good people at one rally or one protest, but find hoodlums and rioters and looters at another. You see what I'm saying? You can't continue to pacify racism if you want to get rid of it. So what I'm looking at with these companies is no more. At the very least, they're not pacifying anymore in this regard. I am not saying I'm totally satisfied. Don't go out there and say that. I'm not saying this is the end, Kev. We win. Uncle Ben's gone. I'm not saying that either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so we didn't win?
We didn't win. No. This is the least. This is a fingernail's worth. But at the very least, you have to stop pacifying. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they've been doing is, okay, well, you know, but they need a voice too. No, they don't. They don't need a voice. They lost. It's over for them.
No, they have a voice, but the voice has to change. And also, by the way, this is just speaking for myself, I'm not even going to be someone who says, shut up and listen.
Right.
Just shut up. Just for a little while. Just shut up. Like, they're trying to act like Confederate statues and Confederate flags are entitled to squatters' rights or something. It's like, get out of here.
It's done.
You know, no. We're done. We're done. We've been done, but we're done.
It's over.
And we don't need to discuss it. Just stop. You know, like you said, it's not like the you know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, you know, nor anyone who stood along with Abraham Lincoln in the Union were not, you know, didn't have racist tendencies.
Right.
But at least they shut up.
Yes.
You know, it's like, so catch up to them and then we can do the talking and then we can do the listening and all that stuff. But no, I mean, you know, and the crazy thing is that every time we talk about this, you know, you hear more and more about how just the recognition that, no, these statues were only meant to pacify.
That's why. Yep.
They were not meant to recognize anything that was historically relevant. No. They were simply meant to pacify those who they didn't want to, you know, have to listen to, have to think about.
Right.
Because they somehow allowed this mentality to remain. So yeah, come on, cut it out.
It's over.
While you're at it, why don't you rename? Why don't you rename the Redskins? Why don't you think about whether the Chiefs is the best, you know, or the Braves is the best mascot for your organization? You know, and why don't you stop? There are perfectly good Cheez-Its. Stop selling cheese nips.
Yes.
Stop. It's the same thing.
Same thing. And well, actually, on top of that, in a total different, non-related, entirely related thing, stop selling various flavors of Cheez-Its, by the way. The original brand is perfectly fine. I'm sorry, this has nothing to do with what we're arguing. I'm just sick of, like, cheddar cheese Cheez-It. Just, or like, sour cream cheese. Like, stop it. Okay? Stop. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a lot of old man.
Okay?
That's old head energy right there.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. Original Cheez-Its only. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? No. All of this we're saying is just like stop pacifying. Like this, that's sort of all of this that's happening right now. Like, and for, you know, depending upon who you are, you might feel like it's overkill or whatever the case may be, but it's been so completely opposite for so many years, man.
Right.
I'm sorry, but society makes hard lefts. That's a thing I live by. You know what I'm saying? What happens is you go right for so long, you go in a direction for so long, and you refuse to pay attention to the other side of the road. And when you do, instead of an easy, very simple, moderate correction that can fix things, no, society now makes a ridiculously hard left, and you got to go with it. Or fall off the boat. And at this point, the Confederate flag needs to fall off the boat. The negative black and Asian and Hispanic images on products need to fall off the boat. It's over now. Like, we're done now, man. It's 2020. Like, okay, we're finished, right? Are you guys finished or you done? Can we stop now? Because I'm ready to stop. Well, I've been ready
to stop
for
something.
Years. So let's stop now, right?
I can't. I saw someone say they wanted to change the name of Cracker Jacks. I was like, you know what? I'll allow it.
Fine. Fine. Okay.
Good.
Change that too. Whatever. You win too. Look, let's open this joint. You get a change.
Everybody gets something. Change. Exactly.
All right, fine. If you want to have this little mild, you know, measly little pointless, you know, small and unsatisfied, incapable of satisfying member conversation, because I can't say the word here because we're not cursing, then fine. For your little self, we'll fix it. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. we're done pacifying. And this, in a sense, is a pacification to us. But it's a small step by these companies to recognize it. Now fix your hiring practices. Now fix everything else. Like, just keep going, yo. Like, don't stop at the image change. Keep going. You know what I mean? I read a headline that the CEO of Netflix donated, was it $100 million to HBCUs?
Exactly.
I'm like, look, I don't want to take over the show, but this is my last point on this. I'm like, listen, I personally would love to wake up in a world where an HBCU is actually unnecessary. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, where we don't need that anymore, right? I'm not saying that's the world now. I'm not saying I want HBCUs to go away. I love HBCUs. I'm saying the necessity, the reason why it had to exist was because you kept making laws but pacifying racists. So people kept having to do their own, like, okay, well, now we're going to have an HBCU. We got to have a college for black people, that for us, by us. You see what I'm saying? Like, it just, we're all, like, holed in by racism, and nobody wants to stop, like, and tell the racists to shut up. And then you go on Facebook, and racists are like, well, but all lives matter. It's like, shut up. Shut up already. You know what I'm saying?
I hope Aaron Condren's kids get offers from every HBCU in the nation. I would love it.
I want Grambling State to send them one so they could be in that rural, just random
to Louisiana. Lori Loughlin's daughter, part of the Grambling State rowing team.
It would totally be like those movies where the, you know, white person comes to save the black students, and Bill Burr does that excellent breakdown on that. You know what I'm saying? but anyway, man, we soapbox, man, so we gonna roll out. We'll save the damn nature for next week. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I am your homeboy Trek Life, and that is your fam Kev Sakota.
Yes, indeed.
Yo, thank y'all.
Cheese nips. Seriously, cheese nips.
Yeah, let's get rid of those. And let's get it's rid of cool. all the other flavors of Cheez-Its. I know that's less important, but I just want it done. You know what I'm saying? This is my Cracker Jacks request. It makes no sense. It's absolutely pointless, but I want it done. I am doing the presidential hand movement right now. Thumb inside of index finger. Change it today. All right. Anyway, you can catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. If you want to catch any of our past episodes, we've been rocking for over a year now. So, you know, you got a lot of content to catch up on. And download BTSN Pass on your Roku or your Fire Stick or Fire TV, and you can watch us in color. I'm going to get on this TV, mama. Me and Kev is on there. We got clips from some of the articles we discussed and stories we discussed. And, yeah, it's going down. Thank y'all for tuning in. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
We out, y'all.
See ya.